Welcome to Wellness Your Way. I'm your host, Megan Lyons, and I've helped thousands of people find their own way to wellness. Wellness Your Way is an extension of that work, aimed to help you find your unique path to feeling your very best. Each week, we'll go through tactical strategies you can use to improve your health, happiness, and quality of life. So grab a mug of tea or lace up your walking shoes. We're about to dive in. Welcome back to episode 133 of Wellness Your Way. And like always, I am so excited that you are back for another wonderful guest interview. I had a lot of fun talking to this guest because you can tell he is so multi-passionate. And as such, we talked about a lot of different topics, which I found so fascinating. We talked about how food is medicine. And even at the end of the podcast, how we can solve a lot of social inequities and problems with the way that our funding, our subsidization of foods and medicine and all of that can be fixed in the future. And Ari is leading the charge at making some systemic change in that. We talked about Ari's personal journey, about personalized nutrition and supplementation. We talked about fasting. We talked about sleep tips. We talk about what biomarkers to actually measure in yourself. We talk about a lot in a short period of time. So get ready. As I always say in the intro, lace up your walking shoes or grab your mug of tea. We are going to have some fun today, but let me introduce you to our guest. Ari Tula is a San Francisco-based entrepreneur and the co-founder and CEO of the Smart Nutrition Service, Ello, whose mission is to transform food from the leading cause of disease to medicine. Ari is also an active angel investor and advisor with a portfolio of 40 startups, including Virta Health, Good Eggs, and Aura Ring. Previously, Ari was the CEO of Quest Analytics, the market leader in doctor data and network management. Ari led the company through a pivotal growth stage. And before joining Quest, Ari was the co-founder and CEO of Better Doctor, a doctor search engine, which raised a significant amount of money from first-tier investors and was ultimately acquired by a private equity firm. Before that, as he'll talk a little bit about in the podcast, he led Nokia's game and application studios. So he's done a lot. And while he's not working or co-parenting his two young children with his wife, Ari spends his time on the steep cliffs, powdery slopes, and big cold waves that only Northern California can offer. I know you will learn a lot from Ari, so let's go ahead and dive in. Thank you so much, Ari Tula, for coming on Wellness Your Way. I am excited to have you here.
Thank you, Megan. Likewise.
Well, I have read your formal bio for our audience, but why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I'm a Finn. You know, that's a small country in northern Europe that most people never heard about. Very few people have been there. It's dark in the winter. It's very sunny and warm in the summer. And that kind of makes, you know, the people there a bit different. I hope in a good way. And that's the reason why I maybe speak funny. I've been living in the Bay Area for about 15 years, but, you know, still live in this sort of world where I speak multiple languages in my home and then, you know, at the work. And, you know, it's kind of complicated at times. But yeah,
wow.
I'm an entrepreneur, and I started in tech 20 years ago, building websites for companies when the websites were invented. And then I did the long stint in video gaming. I was playing video games. I was building video games and ended up being at Nokia, the small Finnish cell phone company, and running kind of the game department and some app departments here, built a new unit here in the Bay Area for Nokia, right when iPhone was coming up. So saw up close and personal the huge disruption that happened when the phone became smart. And, you know, it changed our life, some good, some bad. And now we're all addicted and using them 5 hours a day. which is kind of surprising. You didn't expect that to happen when we built the first phones. And last decade, I've been building companies in healthcare. I spent about 7-8 years building a company called Better Doctor in the space of helping people find doctors. And that was really, I think, a personal goal for me. I mean, after having a long family, health issues and so forth, that led into a lot of, drama. And I wanted to help people find a doctor when they need help. And I mean, it was an exciting journey. Today, the company is called Quest Analytics. You know, we help 200 million people a year on some level to help them find a doctor. So really fulfilled about that, goal we had in the beginning to help a million people find a doctor, and became much bigger than that. And and the last few years now, I've been focusing on nutrition and really trying to think about how do we make food into medicine.
Excellent. I'm excited to hear about many aspects of your journey, but of course, especially excited about the nutrition aspect that you've been focusing on recently. Was it something about your personal story? I know you're a multi-sport athlete. What led you into the world of nutrition?
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of people who went from the tech into healthcare or nutrition, I mean, they have a personal story. And in my case, it started over 20 years ago, year 2000. My wife had a thyroid tumor. She mm-hmm. was a healthy, 20 plus year old, athlete, and suddenly out of blue, there's a thing in her neck, and that led into operation, half the thyroid was taken away, led into autoimmune diseases, all of these complicated unknowns we don't know what to do about. And luckily there wasn't like any life-threatening, but it was basically a verdict that we can never get pregnant. And that's a tough thing to know. You find the love of your life, and then you want to have a family, and then somebody's kind of denying that at the beginning. We spent 10 years of trying to find a solution. So we worked with the Western and Eastern medicine, and in the end we found that diet was the way to lower inflammation, help the body to heal itself. And we were able to get pregnant. And in that process, we took the IVF and many other things. Like, I mean, a lot of people have trouble nowadays to get pregnant. And I think men's, sperm motility is weakening every year. And, the compatibility is not always there. And finally, we got pregnant, and then our first son died, unrelated things. So that happened in the 15 years. And, it really made me, it made me maybe, sadder, but, also stronger, and also made me a big believer that, healthcare in the end and healthcare is really important for our lives. When you are the weakest, you need help. And I decided to spend my next 30 years on trying to build, companies that can make people's lives better in the space of, healthcare and in the space of nutrition and so forth. So I'm on that journey. And at the time when it happened for us, my wife also went from working in corporate business, helping companies to build better supply chains like, Nike and Starbucks and others. So it became in the end a KonMari consultant, worked with Marie Kondo. So very different, business, working with people one-on-one. And then I started to create healthcare companies, and we started to invest in also with the family office into healthcare companies and food companies.
Wow. Oh my goodness. What an incredibly powerful story. Thank you for turning your pain into something that's now helping so many people. It's really incredible. And I know all of us are grateful. I could go so many places from there. So again, thank you for sharing that. I have read that you are a strong believer in personalized solutions for nutrition. And I wonder if part of that story with your wife's thyroid issues and things like that, if that helped you realize that the one size fits all traditional medical model is just not cutting it for us, and what you think the future of personalized nutrition is for us now.
Yeah, it really helped me to, understand a lot about what impacts humans, what can be done, what the science tells. But it also, of course, when we saw positive outcomes, I became a really big believer. And I mean, if I take a step back, I mean, we know that on a macro level today, we are all getting sick because of yes. the lifestyle today. I mean, we can pinpoint, we eat poorly. We don't move enough. We don't sleep yes. enough. We stress. Yes. We have, and of course, we have environment that is polluted, where we have things that, you know, we don't know what they do to us. And then, of course, we wrap everything in plastic and you know, we get, you know, stuff from there. So that's happening. So it's tough to know like one thing that impacts our lives. But
yeah,
just about it. And, you know, you talk about this all the time, of course, but 90% of people are metabolically sick today. We are going into, you know, pre-diabetes and diabetes. We will have, you know, our parents and, you know, older people are very fearful of Alzheimer's and dementia. That's now being called the third type diabetes. I mean, it's just interesting that everything goes back in the way to the nutrition. And we basically are killing ourselves now with the food system we created. But the interesting thing that, you know, most people don't really realize is that you can actually reverse these conditions. It takes 20 years to get sick. But it only takes 1 year to heal if you are changing the nutrition. And it's insane how quickly it happens. And I see it myself all the time with Elo. And I mean, I'm involved a little bit in companies like, you know, Virta Health, who have now reversed, you know, tens of thousands of people who have type 2 diabetes to not have it anymore. No need to take insulin. And they do it with diet intervention only. So that is the hope I have that, you know, yes, we are in this moment that, you know, it looks very, very dire today. 50% of people, adult population, will be obese this year. 50%. We're going to go the threshold. And but at the same time, we have hope. We have solutions that are coming to market. So for me, the personalization is the one aspect that's important. I don't think everybody is a snowflake. We all want to be like we are unicorns and snowflakes, but really we have few groups of people. We can categorize us, maybe like 8 categories or whatever. But what I really believe in the most is that only way to improve anything in anything is to measure it and then improve it. If you can't measure something, you can never improve it. We know you can use a scale, you can use a, you know, measurement tape, you know, but that's kind of one way to do it. But we don't really have good measurements today for nutrition. The only one today that, you know, is kind of exciting is basically the glucose monitors that you can put in your arm. Very expensive, painful, difficult for most people. Not accessible to 99% of people today yet. But that's kind of the world that if we have daily feedback loops from nutrition, and there's a computer, or like, you know, when you fly a plane, you fly the plane too low, it says like warning, warning, warning. What if you have the same thing with what's in our meal and it says warning, don't eat this stuff? Or you eat the pizza and it says like, you know, you are going way high on your glucose. Those are things we need to develop, but we are not there yet. So yes, to personalize, but even more for measurement, understanding, and building these feedback loops that we will know what is good for us. We kind of know, but if we have a measurement, then we will truly know.
Absolutely. I echo so much of what you just said. I wish continuous glucose monitors were more accessible to people. I have worn one on and off for several years, and I'm a nutritionist. I knew this stuff before, but something about seeing the data, this food, I can literally see the spike. That's very helpful to me and to a lot of people. So I resonate with what you're saying on measuring this. And I wish for myself that I could do a 200 biomarker blood test every single day. I would love that. But we can't, and honestly, we probably don't want to. If you could name the top 3 or 5 things that you think most people should be measuring, what would those be?
I think I do a lot of things myself, and I've been, I mean, people call me a biohacker before biohacker word was invented.
Yeah.
But I think it's not about, you know, collecting huge amount of data and then we get anxiety about it. We get depressed about it.
It has to be
sensible. Yeah. So I think, you know, for me, the key point that, you know, everybody should do, and these are all attainable, not expensive. So most of us have some type of health coverage. And if you go to your doctor and you are nice about it, they will likely order you a full blood panel. It doesn't cost you usually anything. It's usually covered once a year with your health insurance. But you know, they're not going to give it to you proactively. But if you go there and you'd be very nice about it, I can get about 50 biomarkers about every year with Kaiser Permanente being very, very nice to my doctor. I pay nothing for it. So that's the one thing that do it every year and think about what you want to do. You want to do, of course, the lipid panel, the cholesterols. You want to do A1C for diabetes. Maybe you ask for something for inflammation like CRP or homocysteine, very valuable. But great, ask also for some minerals like ferritin, iron. Ask for the vitamin D. You are low on vitamin D. I know it, you are. Even if you haven't tested, you are. So use it, eat vitamin D and at least test it once in a while. It should be free as well. It's a very low cost test to do. So the doctor will do it if you are nice. So that's the first thing. The second thing I think is that you should, you know, somehow I think, you know, look at your sleep. You don't need to have a sleep tracker, but think about it. And sleep has the biggest single benefit if in your life in a way. If you sleep better, you can then be more active. You can move more. You will eat better. It's very, very key. And the only way, this is coming from a big study recently done by one big company, I can't name here, that has an Apple as a logo. Only way to impact sleep is to go sleep earlier. There's no other way. You can eat all the supplements. You can have the best pillows and whatever heavy blankets. But if you go sleep an hour earlier, you will be living longer. There's no other option. And then I think the last bit that, you know, not measuring so much, but I mean, the principal idea that we talk at ELO to every member, that the morning is the key piece. In the morning, you can build behavioral change. So do the things you want to stack up into the day to the morning, and don't start your day with high carb, sugary food. If you do that, you're going to eat 20% more in the day. If you started with the low glycemic, i.e. good healthy steak or maybe an omelette or something, you will eat less. I mean, that's the simplest hack you can do. And the night is also important. You shouldn't eat after like 8 p.m. And alcohol, of course, is we know is poison. And I mean, almost all the people who start tracking with, you know, Aura or the sleep trackers, whatever, they will stop drinking. They stop drinking. I mean, that's the first thing we see. And, you know, I was an early investor in Aura. And I've seen the data from their side for the last, you know, many years. And people stop drinking. I mean, that's what happened. That's the biggest benefit of that ring, I think.
Wow. If I could have just consolidated all the previous 130 episodes of this, it would say all of those things. I agree completely on the blood test, the sleep, getting to bed earlier, the sugary food in the morning, starting the day positively, all of that. So I'm very excited to dive into some of those more. I am envious in a good way of how simple you made the sleep conversation. You said the only way you're going to improve it is going to bed an hour earlier. And I think I've tried to help people, you know, minimize blue light and maybe take magnesium and do all this stuff and stop eating and sugar and all this. And you're like, nope, just go to bed earlier. So I think that was very powerful. I'm curious what time you go to bed and wake up.
I usually go to bed before 11. Last night I went at midnight and I felt silly. I mean, I'm a very sensitive animal today because I've been. So the problem is that when you do these things and you get into the track of, you know, optimizing and trying to be very healthy, then your body becomes an engine that burns very clean fuel. If I eat a pizza, I drink like four beers, I feel like I'm dead.
Yes,
so I can't even do it. I'm like, but for me, if I go sleep too late, I'm gonna be very croaky in the morning. And my kids, they wake up early, so they wake up at 5:55, whatever. So I'm up at, you know, that hour. So I need to go sleep early. But when I do, I mean, I feel great. And, you know, this ring, for example, tells me every morning that, you know, I get a star rating and a crown or whatever. I feel
amazing.
Great about that.
That's great. I chuckle because I tell people when they start working with me, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to feel really not great when you choose the old behaviors that you used to do. And I wish that wasn't the case. I wish it were the opposite, like one salad and we would feel amazing, just magically better. But unfortunately, it's the opposite. And I consider that a really good reminder. If I do have the pizza and beer, like you said, and I feel terrible the next day, just say, thank you, body, for reminding me. That's why I don't do this on a daily basis. It's a nice built-in mechanism to get us back on track.
And I think last thing about, you know, the healthy behaviors that a lot of people are adopting lately, and many people believe. We have so many dogmas and religions in nutrition that I don't want to go there. But the whole idea of diet is to me difficult. But fasting has been this big thing that a lot of people have done, intermittent fasting or prolonged fasting. And I'm now working a little bit with one of the people who was inventing the prolonged product, and the benefits are immense. I mean, having that 5-day fast with little food, it may sound scary, but it's not actually that difficult to do. The benefits are immense, and I really believe that you can add 10 years in your life by doing that for a few years every quarter, for example, like maybe 8 times. It will likely add your 10 years in your life. I believe in that pretty thoroughly today, and it's, we don't know yet the outcome because people haven't yet lived 10 years longer. But I think the outcome data, the impact on the body seems to be there. So fasting every now and then is super powerful.
Yeah, I agree. We've had Dr. Antoon, the CEO, on the podcast here as well. And I was not a believer before I interviewed him. And since then, I've done maybe 5 rounds of Prolon or so. And I agree, it is super powerful. I believe in the data, the incredible data that they're putting out. I will throw in the caveat that I don't think it's optimal for every single person. If you're in an extremely stressed state, or if you have a history of eating disorder or whatever, we could name all the things. So I think anyone who's listening, if that feels triggering for you, maybe it's not for you. But for the average person, I absolutely agree. I think it's very helpful. Thank you for sharing
after
that.
After the 5 days of not eating a whole lot or anything. I mean, I done it also without anything. But you get the first slice of cucumber, and it's heavenly moment. And
yes,
that is the moment of really redo your behaviors and redo your life a little bit, and not just in the food, but also anything you do in your life. I mean, it's the whole fast is a reset, not for your body only, but for your mind as well.
Yes, I agree. You mentioned intermittent fasting, which isn't a really technical term and people do it different ways, but the way most people refer to it is just like shortening your eating window on a daily basis. Being such a strong athlete as you are, I'm curious if you incorporate that, and if so, how you think about the impact of that with your training.
Most days, if I train in the morning, as I often do, I can't do, I can do an hour, but I can't do 2 hours. Otherwise, you're just going to run out of fuel, and then you're going to be tired the whole day. But if I don't train, like today I didn't train, I ate my lunch just a moment ago, and then I had nothing before that, and I had my dinner at 6:30. So you get the window 16 hours or so. But to me, I mean, we can debate about the science. I mean, clearly the Prolon studies show that the real benefit will kick in at the 3 to 4 to 5 day. That's like putting money in the bank time. But if you are doing 12 hours, I don't think you're going to really do much of a benefit on your body beyond the fact that you are making your window of eating shorter. And, try eat 5,000 calories an hour. You can't do that. So the less you have window, the less you will eat. And I think you're going to think about, the less moments you have to eat, then you think about those moments better and you make better decisions. So, I mean, it definitely works from that perspective. And I don't think, we have people who love the breakfast, they need it. And then we have people who don't need it. But if you try, intermittent fasting and not having breakfast for like a month, not maybe every day, but every other day, you get used to it. And my body, after many, many experiments, I go to keto in less than a day. I don't get the keto flu. I don't feel it anymore. My body is metabolically very flexible. So it's super easy. I can go keto in an 8-hour bike ride. And that's pretty powerful. I can test the keto. So I've seen going to really deep keto in a day. Most people, it takes 2 to 3 days.
Really interesting. I think you're right. We don't have to debate the whole science, but I agree that when you're exercising for a long period of time every day, it's not great. It's not a great idea to extend that fast too far every single day. That's probably a big strain on your body. So you're saying if I exercise more than an hour on a daily basis, I'm fueling, I'm getting something in there. And then if I don't train, you're extending that a little bit more. I like that. Very good.
And by feeling, I have no calendar telling me like when to eat. It's always how I feel.
Right.
Sometimes I totally opposite what I would normally do because how I felt. And I think that is the very, very key. I think that, you know, all the women who are listening, I think, you know, you are masters of, you know, feeling your body. I mean, men suck at it. I mean, we barely know if you're hungry or thirsty. Half the men have no idea if they are hungry or thirsty.
Yes.
And we really, I mean, it's hard for you to believe, but we don't really, I mean, there's a brain study my wife talked about. There's like our brain doesn't really, we have like 2 receptors and you have 11.
Wow.
So we don't really feel. So, I mean, what happened to me, and I don't know if it's for everybody, I need these kind of measurements and loops that I can teach my body to feel better. With the glucose monitor, I was wearing one for 3 years in a row, and I started to feel. I feel in my inner ear when my glucose goes up. And I've created a new habit and a new sense for myself. And that is the power, in a way, of the wearable devices. And not like to be obsessed about every data point, but to make you better at feeling yourself.
I am so appreciative of that statement because, frankly, it's a fear for me as we get more and more technology and AI, like we started talking about before recording. I fear that we take any of the human touch out of it. And it's not just about me having a job 20 years from now, because I will probably not be working then, but it's more about us turning ourselves into robots. And while I do wear the Oura Ring and the Whoop, and I had the glucose monitor on for years, the value was not just the number. The value was teaching myself to be more in tune with my body. And I don't think there will ever be a technology that can do that better than our actual bodies.
Yep, that really well put. Then it's often forgotten. And and people ridicule people who wear these devices. And I think rightfully so at times, and people get obsessed about them. But I think even the people who get obsessed, they will learn something valuable and they will feel better attuned to themselves.
Yes. Oh, so amazing. Well, I want to talk about so many things with you, but I want to make sure that we don't skip over your newer company, Elo. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here and why it matters to our audience?
Yeah, so I really got, as I said already, I'm a big believer of food as medicine. I believe that, you know, we can use nutrition, we can use this data we are now collecting for really good and to help make us, you know, healthier, help us live better lives in many ways. So that's what Elo is kind of about. We take data from your body, we use the wearable devices that you have, we, you know, you can connect your scale if you want, you can connect, you know, different things, blood pressure cuff even I think now is connecting, and then we also help you if you want, you can do a blood test and collect your blood not one time a year, but you can do it every 6 months, so you can have a long-term view of your biomarkers. We take that information and then we are turning it into the right nutrition profile. We use dietitians that work with everybody one-on-one. And we also have an AI or algorithm that is taking all the science today into account, taking, you know, for example, if you list your medications you take at the Elo onboarding flow, we are then looking at, so you don't take any supplements that could interfere with your medication automatically. We have 6,000 human trial, clinical trials today that are powering the dosing. And what do you get because of the certain data points we collected from you or your goals or your health conditions. And then what we do uniquely, we send the nutrition to you personalized. So today we do supplements in pill form. We are now doing a new type of protein powder or all-in-one recovery powder. And we are adding new products every 6 months. And every product we add from the nutrition perspective is made to order, is made for you. So, you know, my pill pack, I'm going to take it in an hour. You know, it comes with my name on. My protein product, you know, comes with my name on the top. And they are all customized to me. There's nobody else in the world that's getting the same bag as I'm getting. It's hand bag for me only. And it changes automatically every month based on what I have done. The protein, for example, we use my activity data. we take my workouts, my movement, and then every month we optimize the blend of the powder to optimize my recovery. For example, in my case, I'm an athlete.
Wow, that's incredible. So I'm hearing a few benefits. One, you're taking into account the biomarkers that we can collect through blood or wearables, and what you're doing during the month, activities and things like that. And then you're also making sure that there are no interactions between supplements and medications, which is hugely valuable and a big problem. And then you're packaging it in an easy to use format. I'm one of those rare ones who I just don't mind having all the bottles, but that's not 99% of the people. Having it in one packet is so valuable. I love that. And for anyone listening to audio and not video, what Ari just held up was a small packet, maybe the size of half of a business card, and it had all of his supplements that he's going to take this afternoon in there. So that's really great. It sounds like you're using AI and dietitians to power this, which is great. How do we apply the lesson that you just said? There's no technology that's as good as listening to your body. How do we apply this here? So like if I were taking the supplements and I'm like, ooh, something's not quite right, what would you say about that?
Yeah, that's really the power of that. So on top of this, we have an app that, you know, is kind of the centerpiece. So let's take an example. I mean, somebody got, let's say, ashwagandha and maybe or turmeric, and maybe their stomach is not gonna tolerate that too well. So they feel uncomfortable after that. So they can just open the app, the phone, and, you know, just send a note to the person, the coach, and, you know, they will respond within 2 hours. And you can say, I'm feeling like upset in my stomach. You know, the coach knows what you're having. We already know that. So they will respond that, you know, it might be this and this thing. So let's take them off the next month. Or if you feel really bad, let's just send you a new box. So you have that dialogue, like how often you have a dialogue with the company who made your supplements. I mean,
rarely.
Never. First time ever. So, you know, you can do that. And it becomes this sort of dialogue that, you know, we are initiating dialogue every week with our members. So we have something going on. So some people, they take photos of their food. When they have something that they are not sure about, they take photos of products they are having. They talk about, you know, these behavioral changes. They get almost like, you know, programs that they can run with themselves. So it is like you're having dietitian, you know, but you meet them only once a quarter face to face on Zoom, and then you can talk with them all day long if you want on the app. So that's a huge, I think, powerful way. And the fact that, you know, the product is customized to you, I mean, it will change if you say something is not good. And I mean, simple stuff. You know, you live in Minnesota, and in the winter, now we got to the middle of winter, we are now getting back to light. We automatically have an increase of vitamin D for the people who live in a certain latitude. That's automatic. You don't have to worry about it. It's automatic. And it's a bit like, you know, I think Barack Obama and many people said it well, that, you know, he has a one suit he's wearing every day. You don't have to think about it. He has one breakfast he's eating every day. He has a lot of worries, you know, when you're president, for example. We are not all presidents, but, you know, maybe, you know, taking some worries away of the fact that did I not order the magnesium supplements that, you know, I'm running out?
Yeah.
Am I eating something, or am I putting something in my mouth that is not tested? Like, we test every product we are giving to our people in a third-party lab. So we know they are pure, they have the right dosing. I mean, how often, you know, have you tested your product that you buy from Whole Foods that, you know, is it really what it should be? Never. We have now 120 million people who are taking supplements on a daily basis. None of them know what they're taking. Are they taking the right things? Half the people who come in to ELOP, they either have medications that interfere with their current supplements, or they take current supplements, they just stop immediately. Half the people, roughly. I mean, that's the fact today. And
yes.
We've tried to help make it more transparent. Are we perfect yet? No. But, you know, we are. All the data we get, we give to you in the app. You can see your graphs, your data, everything. So we try to make this whole mess that people are doing today to themselves more transparent and easy and approachable.
That's really amazing. And you answered my next question, which was quality of supplements, because I know there's a lot of junk out there, and I don't recommend any supplements that I can't find an independent lab test on. So it's great that you're testing everything you give to people. That's a huge benefit. Bravo to you, because I know that's an added expense for the company, but it's really important. So what's the future of Ello? Is it making this more accessible to more people, or is it adding on more technology? What can you tell us about where you're going?
Yes, I mean, I've built a few things before, and my goal is to really try to build things that have a real impact. And today we are a company offering, you know, $99 a month supplements, or $59 a month type of, you know, recovery protein, that product. Pretty expensive, not for everybody. And my hope that in the next, you know, maybe 5 years, we will see things happen that I think will happen, and I'm almost certain that will happen. One of them is that we will finally accept the fact that food can be medicine, food can be prescribed by a doctor, food can be paid by insurance plan, food can be paid by your employer, and Medicare, Medicaid. There's a lot of pilots happening already. You know, administration today, Biden administration, they pledged $8 billion into food programs like this. It will happen. In the next 5 years, we're going to have many millions of people are going to get reimbursed nutrition. Ello wants to be one of the leading companies in that space. So we are now working into kind of the pills and powders and stuff like that. We will go deep into nutrition, you know, groceries, meal delivery, all these things. And I hope they can be subsidized to the people in the real need. Like I said, 90% of people are metabolically sick. 50% of people are obese today. I don't think we should give all the 50% of people the new weight loss drugs. I think we should first try to do better nutrition than, you know, do a bariatric surgery or give you drugs that we don't know if they will work in the long term. And that costs $10,000 a year.
Wow. That was the best thing, my favorite thing that you've said all day. It's such a problem. And it takes real pioneers like you to cut through all the junk out there and red tape and actually make change. I'm so comforted that you've built so many companies and that this is on your radar in the future, because frankly, it's a huge problem. I'm with you. I want to help the people who need help most, but oftentimes for me, it feels like, oh, it's just too much of a problem. I don't know the answer. And I'm putting all of my eggs in your basket. I hope that you know the answer and you can create it for us.
And it's not, I mean, people, again, like I'm hopeful. I mean, we are in a dire position, but I'm hopeful because, you know, I'm one of these people who I'm walking the field. I'm in the rooms, you know, together with, like, you know, CEOs from Pfizer and United Healthcare and Optum and Anthem and CVS. I've been there for many years, and I know these people, and I've been talking with these CEOs and chairmen of these companies that make our healthcare today. They all believe in this idea. They don't talk about public because there's no way today to do it. There's no reimbursement way. There's not enough science yet. But they all believe in it. They all know it will happen. So it's not like the big leaders today don't care or don't know. They do know and they do care. And they're just waiting for the whole system to get ready for this new world. But you know, think about this. Based on my napkin math, that is very accurate, if you invest $3 today into healthcare, you know, we don't really get a lot out of it. If you invest $1 in the right nutrition in the context of food as medicine, we can take $3 out of healthcare. So now we have food and nutrition, ag, healthcare, $10 trillion a year, $10 trillion a year. If we put some of the money from the food side, nutrition side into healthcare, we can halve the healthcare cost pretty much. That then we spend about the same amount as they do in other countries in Europe and Asia. And they get, by the way, they live longer, they get better healthcare. I mean, our healthcare sucks. It's good when you get sick and cancer, but it sucks at preventative care. We spend no money on prevention. So people do want to change. It's just about, you know, this is such a difficult thing. Like how much the politicians are getting money from, you know, the different places. There's no will at all to do taxation, like taxing sugar, labeling nutrition. We're going to do all those things, but it might take a decade. And we might be the last country in the US to do that.
Wow. It feels like there's just this shift, and everyone knows the shift on the other side is better, but that shift is painful. And no, everyone's kind of pointing the finger at someone else. No one knows how we're going to actually do it, except maybe you.
Well, there are a lot of people. And I think, but you know, we all who think about this, we are all right. Sometimes you think in your life, you know, you feel like you know something. You kind of know that the world will go in a certain direction. But then something happens, like last thing about 10 years. It's been a pretty freaking crazy 10 years. What has happened? Like every like these things that went on. Like now the COVID happened, like last thing. Like, come on, like it's insane. And we need to look at like what happened with COVID that was maybe positive in a macro. Like what happened now? You know, food delivery became normal. We almost all of us have tried food delivery. The at-home testing became really normal thing. And we all think about more of our health than we did before. Those are really good things that will help move the healthcare in a new direction. So maybe COVID actually sped up the change by maybe 5 years.
Really interesting perspective. I love hearing that. Gosh, Ari, I could talk to you for the next 5 hours. And I am excited to continue following along with everything that you put out there. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to leave the audience with?
No, I think you've had really great questions. Thank you. And I think, I like you heard, I believe in simplicity. I mean, like for me, if you find one thing, like a crown truth of things, and you live by those, then good things happen. We sometimes make our life too complicated and it can be overwhelming. So simple is always better than complicated.
Simple is always better than complicated. I love that. Get to sleep 1 hour earlier, listen to your body, but use technology on your way to listen to your body. Those are some great takeaways. Can you tell people where to find out more about Ello and about you?
I'm easy to find. Ari Tulla, I think I'm the only one with my name. So first 50 base of Google is me. But my company, Ello.health, it's not Ello.com. Some bigger company took my .com. So Ello.health. And I'd love to have, you know, people to try. We are pretty early. We have, you know, thousands of people trying the product now. And I would love to get people more tried out and give us feedback. What can we do better? We do listen and we try to make the whole thing better every day.
Great. We will listen to Ello.health, or we will link to Ello.health in the show notes, as well as probably not all of those 50 pages on Google, but a few of them. We'll put them in the show notes. So scroll on down there and check out more from Ari. And one more time, Ari, thank you so much for coming on Wellness Your Way.
Thank you.
All right, friends, how well do you know me? Ari covered a whole lot, but I bet some of you can pick out what your one call to action for today will be, because I like to look for a tangible, tactical, very specific thing that I know everyone can do, and that is to go to bed earlier tonight. Now, Ari said an hour earlier, which I love, and if you can make the time for that, I highly recommend it. But I'm going to have your call to action be to go to bed at least 20 minutes earlier tonight. So start making your plans now. How are you going to make it happen to get to bed 20 minutes earlier tonight? Your tomorrow self will thank you so much when you feel more energized and sharp and positive and excited to go about the day and great in your workouts and all of that kind of good stuff. So go to bed 20 minutes earlier tonight. And once again, my friends, thank you for spending this time with me here at Wellness Your Way. I'll be back with you next week. Thanks for listening to another episode of Wellness Your Way with Megan Lyons. I always love connecting with listeners, so be sure to follow me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss brand new episodes each week. If you love Wellness Your Way, please leave us a rating and review. I appreciate it so much. Stay well, and I'll be back next week. The Wellness Your Way podcast is provided for information only and should not be misconstrued as medical advice. Please consult with your physician or otherwise qualified practitioner on any matters regarding your health and well-being or on any opinions expressed within this podcast or the Lion's Share website.